This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Okay, wow, I was about to put out a 20-point plan of attack for how we the people can take America back from the globalists and the authoritarians and so on. And point number one was that the president should fire Jeff Sessions. Well, he did that today. I'm recording this on that day, Wednesday, right after the election. So that's one down, 19 more points to go. It's so funny. I was on the air with Roger Stone last night on the Alex Jones show. He had me on as a guest for some election analysis. And Roger and I both said Trump needs to fire Sessions immediately. In fact, Roger said he should fire Sessions today, Wednesday. And sure enough, that's what happened. But I tried to give both of those guys a bit of an analysis that said, you know what? This isn't all bad. Trump defended the Senate. The Senate has the power of judiciary confirmations, not only federal district judges, but of course, the United States Supreme Court. In addition, senators hold their seats for 6 years, unlike members of Congress. So a lot of members of Congress, they can have their seats flipped in 2 years, in 2020. But those senators who won, they're good for 6 years. And there are only 100 Senate seats, while there are 435 House seats. So a Senate seat is probably five times more valuable than a House seat, if not more. It's actually kind of hard to put a figure on it. But it's the Senate that confirms the Supreme Court, and it's the Supreme Court that really determines the long-term trajectory of the country. And with Trump now having Gorsuch and Kavanaugh on the court, and now having shored up a very strong majority in the Senate, if there's another opening on the court, I know Ruth Bader Ginsburg is the one who's anticipated to leave the court next, or retire, or perhaps pass away, or who knows? I mean, she's up there in the years. There could be a vacancy, and Trump would be able to fill that vacancy and get a confirmation through very quickly. So Trump has set up really quite a strong defense. And at the same time, with the Democrats taking the House now, you're going to see a display of lunacy as the crazies take charge in the House, like Maxine Waters and Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and Ocasio-Cortez and others. It's like a giant two-year campaign ad for Trump. For the GOP. I mean, if we get to watch these crazies in charge for 2 years in the House, during which they can hardly get anything done because the Senate's not going to pass anything that the House wants passed, it's going to be gridlock, but it's going to be entertaining and informative gridlock. We're going to get to see what Mad Maxine really wants to do. And I hope the Democrats try to push an impeachment of the president. They will. They will. They're salivating for it. They're begging for it. I hope they push an impeachment of the president, because the backlash against that will be so strong. People forget that the backlash against the impeachment of Bill Clinton during his first term? I think that was his first term. I'd have to go back and check the year. But the backlash against it clobbered the Republicans in the following election. They got hurt so bad. They got hurt for a decade. Because the American people don't want their president impeached. They want to be able to vote for a president. They don't like activists in the House of Representatives trying to criminalize a president. And if the Democrats go after Trump with impeachment, which they will, they are going to live to regret that in a huge way. There will be a sweeping victory of the GOP in 2020. And that would include, of course, a second term of Trump, plus Republicans retaking the House and then either defending or adding more seats in the Senate. And then we'd have a situation where Trump has a second term. If Ruth Bader Ginsburg hasn't retired by that time, she will retire because she can't make it to 2024, I don't think. Not with any kind of, you know, cognitive capability intact. Eventually, she's going to be forced to retire from the court. So Trump would have a second term. He doesn't have to do anything to get reelected at that point. He can just govern and just do what's best for the country without even resorting to anything for popularity at that point. He'll have the House and the Senate and the Supreme Court and a huge part of the judiciary at that time. And we might also, by that time, have many deep state traitors living behind bars, because firing Jeff Sessions opens up an important second step, which is to issue mass indictments and arrests of the deep state criminals and traitors who carried out the illegal FISA warrant, the illegal spying on Trump administration officials, illegal, you know, campaign finance violations on Hillary Clinton's part, illegal voter election meddling, illegal money laundering, destruction of evidence, all these things that Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, James Comey, and others have done. They may be facing the consequences for that. It's not guaranteed that they will, but it's a good possibility. So, wow, the landscape could change dramatically. And the way I see it, the Democrats winning the House actually kind of plays right into the hands of the president. And, oh, there's another factor here, which is that most of the people in the GOP who lost the election were people who were anti-Trumpers or moderates. The people who won the election were people who had Trump support or were close to Trump philosophically, which means that there's been what you might call a cleansing of the GOP. The anti-Trumpers are almost gone at this point, and the ones who are remaining in office, especially those in the Senate, are all in for Trump. So this election actually kind of cleaned out the garbage, took out the rhino garbage, and left behind a much stronger Trump loyalist party. Think about that. And that loyalism will only become more deeply embedded and ingrained as Mad Maxine Waters goes crazy in the House. And they start attacking all Republicans and they start going crazy and trying to backtrack the Trump agenda, the tax cuts, everything. And they restart the Russia collusion investigation, which is a total hoax. Then even more Republicans are going to say, yeah, we're with Trump. We're with Trump. I mean, the tactics here are just brilliant. I honestly didn't see all this happening. In retrospect, I now see why Trump campaigned for the senators. He had to win and protect the Senate. But he also has no problem with anti-Trumpers getting defeated in the House, even if it meant losing the House. Because losing the House sets up Trump for a massive victory in 2020 if he can survive the subpoenas, which he will. It's just going to be like a bunch of flies buzzing around you at a picnic, you know, where it's annoying, but it's not taking you out. That's what the Democrats are going to be like in the House for the next 2 years. In any case, I still have my 20-point plan coming, but I've been real busy in the lab lately working on our new triple quad mass spec instrument. Some food investigations I don't want to give it away here, but we'll have some major breaking news coming before the end of this year. Also, the BioSludge movie is coming out as well. Now that the election's over, we're returning our focus to getting that announced. But I'm still going to come out with a 20-point plan. It's just that by the time I get it done and released and everything, there might be 3 or 4 items already completed on that list. So who knows? But I'm gonna do the 20-point plan of how to take back America, things Trump can do, things the GOP can do, things that we have to do. I'll be sharing that with you. And I'm also working to get back to the Opt Out Universe website, which talks about how to avoid cancer. So, wow, I've got a full plate. Looks like I won't be taking a Christmas vacation again this year. I'll be working through it, creating content, working in the lab, perhaps. Shooting videos, all kinds of things. It's going to be a busy year. But you know what? this is what it means to do what we do. So thank you for your support. And if you want lab-validated foods, you know, check out the Health Ranger store, healthrangerstore.com. And keep reading my website, naturalnews.com. Thank you for your support. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com /MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.